They are a country western group, but they are not called Winds of the Plains. No, they name themselves the Winds of the Roaring Plains. By all accounts, they really roared. A bunch of old rockers perpetually on drugs and living wild playing what they called Red Dirt Texas music. They thrived on live concerts and recorded only when they felt like it. He continued, "Remember the old rocker, Bob Crooked Leg Anderson? Well, he started the band to rebuild his own career. Crooked Leg Anderson, wasn't he a headliner back in the Woodstock era? The very same. According to the band's former agent, Anderson formed it to restart his own career. It was a hybrid of old-time rock and Texas-style red dirt western music. Woody Guthrie thrown into a bubbling cauldron of acid music. Loud, raspy, but very Texas," I mused over what Stan was telling me. "Wow, Crooked Leg Anderson. That goes way back. That guy must be over 60 or even dead. Try, 70, not dead, but very retired. Winds of the Roaring Plains broke up in the late 1990s, probably while your David Wayne guy was still in prison. So they weren't getting ready to perform a gig in Truckee. They haven't done a gig any place in nearly 15 years. And the agent says that he doesn't remember the band ever playing in Tahoe, Truckee, or Reno for that matter. So, Bicycle Guy was riding all night up Interstate 80 to go to a concert by a group that no longer exists and never played in the area."
Taking a drive down that old red dirt road, kicking up dust on my favorite radio. Got the wind in my hair and the sun on my face, feeling the rhythm of that Texas rockin' place. Singing loud, playing proud, we're gonna light it up, rev it up, tear it up, we can't get enough. With our guitars in hand, we're gonna make some noise. This is our all-star revival. Just some good old Texas boys. Oh, just some good old Texas boys. Oh, just some good old Texas boys.
Night Rider up to Truckee. An original story from Appaloosa Radio, Chapter 3, Winds of the Roaring Plains. I am not one given to self-examination. I don't seek reasons for what I do or for what I think. My girlfriend Terry says that I am easy to read, no deep pools of hidden angst. I don't wear psychological masks or camouflage my feelings. Down deep, I am exactly what you see on the surface. However, to be fixated on a guy that I had interacted with only for the briefest moments surprised me. David Wayne Kirkby was not someone I admired or even liked. He was arrogant, so arrogant. He did only what he wanted. The way he smoked his cigar told you so. He was given good, solid advice, and yet he chose to ignore it, and as a result, was now dead. He was a transient who rolled through his life doing what he wanted. He was also a transient in my life. He rolled in and out in the space of just one bus trip. Why would I spend effort learning more about someone I did not even like? I did not know. Still, I wanted to know more about him, particularly who he was as a person. A couple days later, I called Stan back. What do you know about the group he was riding up to see? Something like the Winds of the Plains. Stan swallowed hard. Oops. I didn't follow up on the obvious. I'll get back to you. Early the next week, I met Stan at his favorite chili burger place on Broadway, just south of downtown Sacramento. It cost me two of the heavily laden beasts, which Stan wolfed down with considerable enthusiasm. But once he was fully satiated, he shared what he had learned. First, they are a country western group, but they are not called Winds of the Plains. No, they named themselves the Winds of the Roaring Plains. By all accounts, they really roared. A bunch of old rockers, perpetually on drugs, and living wild, playing what they called red dirt Texas music. They thrived on live concerts and recorded only when they felt like it. He continued, "Remember the old rocker Bob Crooked Leg Anderson? Well, he started the band to rebuild his own career. Crooked Leg Anderson? Wasn't he a headliner back in the Woodstock era? The very same. According to the band's former agent, Anderson formed it to restart his own career. It was a hybrid of old-time rock and Texas-style, red-dirt western music. Woody Guthrie thrown into a bubbling cauldron of acid music, loud, raspy, but very Texas," I mused over what Stan was telling me. Wow, Crooked Leg Anderson, that goes way back. That guy must be over 60 or even dead. Try, 70, not dead, but very retired. Winds of the Roaring Plains broke up in the late 1990s, probably while your David Wayne guy was still in prison. So they weren't getting ready to perform a gig in Truckee. They haven't done a gig anyplace in nearly 15 years. And the agent says that he doesn't remember the band ever playing in Tahoe, Truckee, or Reno, for that matter. So Bicycle Guy was riding all night up Interstate 80 to go to a concert by a group that no longer exists and never played in the area. Sounds like a total wacko to me, Stan mused, probably riding his bicycle so long that he lost all touch with reality. I call it bico-dementia. I did not catch Stan's joke. I was too busy sucking on my own thoughts. All I could manage was, "Yeah." A long silence followed. But finally, Stan couldn't hold it back any longer. Stan was casual. He didn't want it to get out too soon. Would ruin the effect. "Well, there is one more piece of information." I was rapidly losing interest in the project, so I responded, "What?" The highway patrol found a receipt in his wallet. It was a receipt from a bail bondsman earlier this year. "So?" "It means he was in jail." "I'm guessing he was in jail a lot." "Maybe so, but the important thing about this receipt is where he was in jail." "Okay, where?" "New Mexico, Otero County." Stan smiled, knowing that he had laid a trap for me, and I had fallen into it. "You know who signed the receipt as the responsible party?" "Probably his parents, or maybe the Salvation Army," I mumbled. "No, it was Crooked Leg Anderson. He lives nearby in Mescalero. Bicycle Guy gets bailed out of jail by Crooked Leg Anderson." "What do you mean?" "Crooked Leg Anderson had to go down to the bail bondsman's office, pay the deposit, and sign all the papers. So this wacko, who rides his bicycle all over the country, ends up in, what was the name of that place, Mescalero, and gets arrested, and then is bailed out by none other than Crooked Leg Anderson himself." "Now you've got yourself a mystery," Stan said, entirely pleased with himself. "Why would Crooked Leg Anderson make bail for David Wayne Kirkby? Did they know each other? How? What is the relationship? Stan smiled again. Gotta go. I have paying clients to appease.
Taking a drive down that old red dirt road, kicking up dust on my favorite radio. Got the wind in my hair and the sun on my face, feeling the rhythm of that Texas rockin' place. Singing loud, playing proud, we're gonna light it up, rev it up, tear it up, we can't get enough. With our guitars in hand, we're gonna make some noise. This is our all-star revival. Just some good old Texas boys. Oh, just some good old Texas boys. Oh, just some good old Texas boys. Texas boys, oh, just some good.